Blackstone Publishing presents Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know, by Gregory Wrightstone. This book is read by Brian Holsopple. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. In memory of our son, Zachary Daniel Wrightstone, September 14, 1988 to February 2, 2017, taken too soon, and dedicated to our granddaughter, Chloe Choi, born April 27, 2017, in the hope that she will grow up in a rational world. One life ends and another begins. Foreword. Great is truth and mighty above all things, even in climate science. By the Viscount Monckton of Brenchley. The Roman poet Virgil wrote of the scientist, "Felix qui potuit rerum cognoscare causas," happy the one who finds the why of things. Science was originally known in the West as philosophia naturalis, the love of the nature of wisdom, that is, love of the wisdom of nature. The noble philosophical mission of the seeker after truth, as the Iraqi mathematician and empiricist Al-Haytham beautifully described the scientist, was to discern what is so in nature and why it is so, and to answer the question of the Greek philosopher Anaximander, how to distinguish what is from what is not. The objective of the endeavors of the man of science, then, is precisely that of the man of religion, to discern the truth. Jesus Christ, the unsuccessful and yet ultimately triumphant defendant in history's most celebrated show trial, declared his mission thus, "To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." There, in a sentence, is a noble mission for every true natural philosopher to adopt as his own. Too many climate scientists have abandoned that mission, and they have done so at great cost to the reputation of science itself. Pontius Pilate's reply to the defendant was the great question that underlies all genuine scientific questions. What is the truth? There before him was the one who could have given the answer, but notoriously, Pilate did not stay for it. Similarly, do today's governing elite respond when they are confronted?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?